Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay and the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
The following segment is from the off-day debrief on the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
I came up with five sort of categories I look at when I'm deciding how good a job is if I were a head coaching candidate. Will you humor me and let me run through them?
Let's do it.
Okay. First thing is ownership. Like, very simply, bosses matter. Bosses matter with owners, and you have to, that's not something you can ignore. And it's a pretty low bar for me. Like, if you're willing to help me out, great. But really all I need from you as an owner is just don't make my life any harder. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that's fair. And I mean, obviously you have to be kind of, you don't want to be like, you know, kind of Dan Snyder here or something, you know, where the franchise is a total joke and looked down upon. You want to have at least some kind of baseline level of competency there.
Absolutely. We're on the same page. Number two, most important thing to look at, quarterback. It's the most important position in American sports. You either have one or you need one, but regardless, it's going to shape your entire tenure with that team.
So established quarterback, I would say, or like path to getting one. Obviously, you know, like let's say you have the number one overall pick, like that kind of thing matters.
100%. Yeah, you don't have to have the guy, but like you said, you need to have a way to get the guy if you don't have one. Number three, I look at your division. Almost 40% of your schedule comes against divisional opponents, and you need to look at that when you're considering which job to take.
Yeah, especially if you're in a division, let's say, with the Kansas City Chiefs, who have Patrick Mahomes, or, you know, back in the day, Tom Brady in the AFC East. Yeah, definitely relevant.
Number four is just the rest of the roster. Like, how much work do I have to do in order to win? And along with that, too, like you mentioned with the quarterback, is the draft picks, like the path to building the roster. What do I have to work with to get this thing sort of up and running?
And what's number five?
Number five is expectations. How soon do I have to win? Like, expectations matter. If you expect a 7 and I deliver a 5, you're disappointed. But if you expect a 3 and I deliver that same 5, you're happy with me. So expectations matter. How long do I have to build my program?
I was caping for the Jaguars last week who they didn't win, but they did cover. So next best thing. But yeah, the Jags, we kind of talked about it last week at the end of the show, but I mean, most cap space in the NFL next year, youngest roster in the league, least expensive roster, kind of said that with the cap space. They have these draft picks to work with, you know, from the Jalen Ramsey trade and, the Yannick Ngakoue trade. They've, you know, this has been intentional. This is basically, they're kind of following script from what the Dolphins were doing and tearing it down and looking at the long term. So, you know, coming into Jacksonville too, the expectations, I believe, will be managed appropriately because, you know, they know this thing is a long-term rebuild. And also because, you know, when we talk about the division, it is a division with no, you know, true juggernaut in there. I mean, the Colts are making the playoffs this year, but their quarterback situation, they don't have a long-term answer there. Phillip Rivers turning 40 and being hurt. The Titans, I think they're good, but they're still a flawed team. They're not anything like the Chiefs, you know, for example. And then the Texans, they have their own issues as well. So I think the Jaguars' job for me is number two.
I am amazed at how similar our rankings are. I also have the Jags at number two. They have, like you said, the division is eminently winnable. They have 11 total picks and over $100 million in cap space. No expectations there. I didn't like that Shad Khan said the other day that he's still going to maintain roster control. Like, you don't have to say that if you're an owner. Every owner has roster control. You're the owner. Like, no one answer, or you don't answer to anybody. But the fact that he said it publicly, something about that rubbed me the wrong way. And the only thing I don't love about the Jag situation is their weird relationship with London. Like, I think Shad Khan wants to move the team to London. He tried to buy a stadium there. They play in London every year. He wants to get that team to London. And I don't know, in terms of like free agents and all that, is like, is that going to be attractive for guys? So to me, that he makes your life harder. Like I said earlier, that's the one thing I don't want from my owner.
Yeah, I don't want, especially if I'm going to hire a GM, I don't want the owner saying that, things like that. That's weird. That is definitely a factor. Maybe I'm not considering high enough when you look at the ownership there. I don't love the con factor, but I think the opportunity is so good, though. You know, between, again, the cap space and then the number one overall pick. I mean, you know, you get your pick of your franchise quarterback here.
If I was the Jags GM, I would just float out just quietly. Like, hey, if we wanted to move down from number one, just what could we get? Just to see what was out there. Because if you're potentially giving up Trevor Lawrence, I think you could get a hell of a lot.
It's interesting, too, in this year where it feels like the quarterback hierarchy is, or the quarterback supply, rather, is like there's a decent amount of these guys, right? I mean, we're early in the draft process here as far as this show goes, but you know, like how big is the gap between Trevor Lawrence and the next couple guys? And if you're the team, you know, making that determination, you don't feel like it's as high, maybe you can, you know, move down a couple spots. Maybe you can and find a way to get more of those assets. I would be cautious about that. I would think just like if you like the guy, just go get him. Don't mess around. They already have draft picks to work with. But yeah, they have options. Optionality is a good thing.
Make sure you don't miss our next conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.